The end, he doesn't say what I wanted it to say, but it's so meaningful that he says it that it's worthwhile spending time to read it. You may recall my somewhat radical interpretation. This interpretation goes back quite a few years when I said it, and I have a distinct recollection. There were two very, very, very distinguished rabbanim sitting around my table. And they asked, "Nu, what did you say recently?" I told them this chiddush. They said I was out of my mind when I said the whole pshat with the Rambam. That doesn't mean you really are Jewish, no matter what. And yichol limchos just means you can protest. You're not going to be punished. They thought it was how can that be? It's against everything. Guess what? In terms of pshat and the words, the chaver showed me the Bach is exactly like me, and he says it emphatically. Not just say it. He says it emphatically. If you want to look it up, you can find it over here on page Kuf Tzadi in the new tour. Can you get the Bach on the screen? Is that a possibility? Tour with Bach, it's a pretty famous parish. Give it a spin. I brought it up so I should read it to you, but it just hit me now. If everyone can see it, why not? Remember that everyone in the world is trying to deal with Chol and Limchos, including Rashi. And it means that you protest the Geirus, you're not a Geir. You're a Goy. On a positive level, you're a Goy retroactively. That goes, oh, she's just a Beferish. There's some people who say, I don't understand how it's possible that you're a Goy only be kind of Lahaba, before that you really were a Jew. That doesn't ring in my ears. But there's some who suggest you even want to read Rashi that way. I'm going to help with where the comma was. Rashi's quoted by the Bach. We'll see you later again. Where was the comma? In the seven words, after three or after four? We'll see that again if the Bach comes up. Tour. Is it? No. No base Yosef, but no Bach. Okay, you'll have to trust me. Thank you for trying. So the Bach is as follows. Write a letter to Bar Ilan, I should put the Bach on it for the next edition. Huh?
You can check the online version.
What did you just have?
This is the
Hebrew book. Let me start and I'll see if I can.
Okay. The Bach says as follows. He's bothered by the question, which we spoke about at length, why did the Rif leave out Higdil Yechol Limchos? This is as follows. Rav Yosef is halacha. Listen carefully. The Rif holds that when Rav Yosef said what he said, Lo Oser Rav Yosef El Elomar, She'ein lanu la'onsho bebezdin afilu yodenu takifa. It's exactly what I said, word for word. Higdil yichon, when he protests, and he protests, it's not fair to punish somebody who never accepted to become Jewish. It was a little baby that took him in. It's not fair. It's unethical, I called it. Kevan she'ein b'maisa kotn klum, uch she'higdil yochol limchos. So there, so far, the Bach and I are exactly on the same page. And I'm going to skip the part I don't like and read more, what I do like. Okay, let me go further. He says, V'ein lo l'onsho, t'hochi mashma lishna. The word, and echolichos means that you can't punish him. U'lefizeh. Achshav she yodam takif al atzman. They're in charge. We're not in charge anymore. Din ze ain't sarv lekosvo. There's no need to say anything. The chok is shehigdil. Oh, thank you. So what was the different fire line?
This is the online. Yeah.
So it's a later edition.
It's a later edition.
19 up to. So keep going up.
Right, so which one?
It would be called. Keep going towards the end. Towards the end. Going up and down, which way are you going?
We're going to the end.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yep, it was past it. That's it. You're on it. There you go. Want to make it a little bigger for the guys who never see it?
Sure.
How do you make it bigger? Can I do that?
Just
this paragraph.
Press the resin magnifying glass. Where's the magnifying glass? Oh, how do you make bigger?
Can you read in the back? Everybody say?
Control.
I just control. Wait, control. What?
There you go. Okay. Whoa, that's too big. Too big, I can't.
Too much?
Oh, no, it's okay, I don't want too much, but how am I going to get it here? You just
scroll down.
scrolling here. Here we go. Okay, the Riff left it out. Here. Here we go. I just read to you. The Riff holds the La'asa of Yosef Elalom. Everyone seen? Can you follow the mouse? She'ain lanu lancha bebezdin. I feel the Odenu takifa. Kevin she'ain bemasa cotton klum. She'll yachol imchos. Leave out this part. We'll come back to it later. He says as follows. Whatever Rashi said, we'll come back to that later. I feel the hachi ikad dvarav eino elok she yochol limchos mishehigdil ve'ein lanu la'onsho the hachi mashmalishna. He can protest, and you're not going to punish him. Well, if he's there, achshav she'yodim takif al atzman, din zein tzor lekosvo, toch she'higdil moche oleinu shloi b'tzoneinu. There's a dagash shel arif, yodua, she'yino maybe b'sifro ma she'yino tzor b'zman hazeh. Umitazan got a Rambam lo koso lahak of Yosef, and Perigin Gimelichos is through a beer. A Perigin Michos Molochim, Kosvo, the cave on the Ekadvar of Eno Elak Shalot, Lonsha Bebezin, Shiadena Takifa, the Kak Koso, the Shamet Lichos Ben Noach, Amos Ayonish, the Arab, the Arab, the Mister, is a borrow my old Lani has died. Meredith! Exactly what I said! Except for two lines. What two lines? Where's his spouse? V'chein pirish Rashi. V'afal gav de nafkamino nami b'dir Rav Yosef. Hold on. V'afal gav de nafkamino nami Rav Yosef. Din kiddusha isha. Now here's the seven words. Din kiddush isha. If he married a woman. Misha micha eina tzricha get. So I want to read it. Somebody put the Bibicha first. Kemosha Pirish Rashi. See, now he's admitting that according to the Rif and the Rambam, this Nafkamina exists. So I deny that. The problem with the Bach is, if this is true, the Rif should have said it. So the answer will be, it's a technical answer. The Rif, you're accusing the Rif of omitting a Gemara. No. The literal reading of the Gemara is omittable because it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. I have enough to mean that the marriage is not going to be a marriage. Well, that's not the preparation of the Gemara. And the Rambam is even worse. So I like the Bach 90%, but the last two lines I want to go disagree. But at the very least, he's so emphatic that the pshat in the words is like where I said it. I was jumping for joy, and I saw this Bach. Thank you for showing me the Bach. Okay. That reminded me, I owed you a Meshech Chochma. I told you we'd find the Meshech Chochma. I found it in the Beis Medrash. Two Meshech Chochmas I owe you, and I want to read them to you now. What do we say? I read you a Ramban and Chumash, if you recall. The Ramban and Chumash says that there can be a case of Yafas Toar, based on the Gemara Mem Zayim and Beis, that if she agrees to be Jewish, even though she's doing it under difficult circumstances, but she agrees, Agav Unsa Gomer Makabel, so then we say that she's punishable. But if she never agreed, she's not punishable. If she's not punishable, she's Jewish, but she's not punishable. Remarkable. Okay? Now I want to show you something incredible in the Meshech Chochma. Listen to this. It's unbelievable, Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma of Rabbi Osai is found, Rabbi Osai, in Shmos, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudzai. Listen to this, unbelievable. There's a famous Gemara, a world famous Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he offered us the Torah on Har Sinai, what were the precise circumstances of that mama that we were standing? What was exactly on top of our heads? Kof Aleim Hakis, what did Hashem tell us? Im Tekavos HaTorah Mutav, V'im Lav, three words. What are the three words? Shom Teheg Furascha. Hey, you call that acceptance? Mikan Modor Rabba Loraisa, says the Gemara. Hodor Kiblu V'meach HaShverish, the famous Agadata in Masechta Shabbos. Comes along Meir Simcha, Ulefishitas Rabbeinu Moshe. The katan shenizgayer higdal yochel limchos. V'nishar ger toshav, the Rambam. I mentioned this to you before earlier, this Rambam writes ger toshav. U'pirshu barosameach. I mean, pirshu, he wrote the barosameach. I mean, it's probably u'pirash the barosameach. Hilchos yisurabiyya, perigud beis. What does it say over there? The footnote quoted over there. It's like this. It says, So the Rambam says this. After you protest, you're a Ger Toshav. Why? Because by Ger Toshav, you force him to accept the Sheva Mitzvahs, Ulekab Olosan Aleihem, and since it comes to Kfiya, okay, therefore the Kabbalah by Ketanim works. Hold Yisrael Bal Korcho. For lo shayach al zeh shemichu, rak al geirus demitzad zchiyah mol machal lilu, as we learned in the Gemara, and after you have in Ksubis. But as far as being a Ger Toshav, which you can force upon him, his protest is no protest. So he remains a Ger Toshav. Fine. Im Kain, says the Heliger Meshech Chochma, after Modor Rabbo, listen very carefully now. Yikomakom Nisharu Ger Toshav, for Lachain Nenshu Bebayis Rishon. Rabosai, why were we punished? Why were we punished in Bayis Rishon? Look at the Nevi'im. Pekim in Nevi'im, right? Why? If you don't know Nach, you should know Gemara. The Gemara says, why were Klai Yisrael punished in Bayis Rishon? We all know from Bayis Sheni, it's a famous Gemara. Why were we punished? Why is Bayis Sheni Chara? Who knows? Sinas Chinen. What does the Gemara say? That same Gemara. It's in Yuma Testament Beis, I believe. Why were we punished in Bayis Rishon? Everyone knows about Bayis Sheni. What about Bayis Rishon? Anyone know? Avodah Zarah, what else? And what else? Correct, the big three. The Yehoram Vayavar Dinim. Avodah Zarah, Eli Arayas, and Shvichas Dama. If you look carefully in the Nevi'im, you will see exactly that's what it says. Here it goes. Bayis Rishon, why was it Chorev? Says the Gemara. Avodah Zarah, Gilirai Shvichas Dam. They call it Pesuk. Says Omer Simcha, on this is no Modor Rabba L'Raisa. What's Modor Rabba L'Raisa means? Rebunish, we never accepted it. We did it under the gun. But these three mitzvahs are all included in what? Sheva mitzvahs, B'nei Noach. So that would be accepted as Gerei Toshav. He says, Avolo Nenshu on anything else. Only ki hada v'kiblu b'meach ha-shverish nenshu gam al shar mitzvahs. Unbelievable. What's he saying? We weren't Jewish in Bayis Rishon? Whoa! We weren't Jewish? For ha-shverish's time? Cholila. So we were Jewish but not punishable. That's what he says. I once was zarcha to tell us over to Rav Asher Arieli, Shlita and Mir Yeshiva. He was there, we were at my nephew's wedding together. He told me, it's not such a great riot because this is Onish B'day Shemayim. Okay, I said, you're right, it's only B'day Shemayim. But the principle is here. The principle is that we have a situation, an amazing situation where somebody is not going to be punished because the Torah was in effect given to a Bal Kocha, as it wasn't in Kabbalah Satorah, Baldor Abel Araisa, Kafah Kigigis, Shomtek Furaska. But you're going to be punished only because of why? Because of Avodah Zarah, Gereshvi Chasamim. I'm not exactly sure why or Meir Simcha has to say that we were Geri Toshav. And I think we were not Geri Toshav. I thought all the B'nai Noah could be punished for those three things and four others, even if there was no Kabbalah. I'm not exactly sure why it's critical to mention that point of this, or Sameh with that other Rambam. But that's what he says. This is in Parshas Yisro. There's another Meshech Chochma who has a similar a similar issue. On. Oh, this is the beginning of Azal Sabroch. You jump all the way from Yisrael on the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lana Moshe. Everyone knows that pasuk by heart. Marasha Kilas Yaakov. He writes as follows. Amdu al Har Sinai, and they saw Amitas HaTorah, Kofleim HaKigigis. But the Kfiyah Lios Mamin, so lo yitach, you can't force somebody to believe something. Impossible. You can't. You can't force someone to believe something. So he writes as follows. Let's read the next line. Lachain matzanu im ki ein kofan umus nizgayer. You can't force the non-Jews to convert. That's obvious. But look what he writes over here. Aval al sheva mitzvahs kofan osan. But on the seven mitzvahs, you do force them. Who said so? The Rambam. Hilchos Malachim Perekes Halacha Yud. Okay. Mishlo Yekabel Yehorek. If you're a Mekabel, you're a Ger Toshav. Okay. This is what he says. This is what he says. Now, says Rameh Simcha, Ki zerak shmiras ha-seder v'ha-koras ha-yotzer ha-borei. Okay? So therefore, Rabosai, this is the distinction between the Sheva mitzvahs and the other mitzvahs. 1 minute, please. There's more. The kitzer, hakigigis. Anyway, it's a long piece, but it's you look it up there as well. So this is what I wanted to say as raya to my own ikir. So the Bach is a raya to the lushan, though he doesn't say it at the end. Rameh Simcha is a raya to the concept, although it's b'day shemayim, you can be Jewish without being punishable. He takes it literally. Modar Abba L'Raisa, and they were not punished except for the big three. If you look at Chu and the Nevi'im, so it's all Chidushim Gedolim. Okay? Adkan, this is to comment that we spoke about at the very beginning, my Pshat and Shita Saramba. Okay, now go back to open up to Yevamos of Ayin Ches, which we were discussing yesterday. It's Chazir again. We saw two Gemaras, Ayin Ches and Tzadi Ches. So Tzadi Ches, just to review briefly, because there was a little bit tumult in the Beis Medrash this morning. Tzadi Ches, at first glance, is a raya that being a mother, that mothered itself, birth mother, creates maternity. How so? Because we're talking about a case over here of someone who conceived when she wasn't Jewish. So she conceived when she wasn't Jewish. So at first glance, this indicates that what? That doesn't make them Jewish at all. Nonetheless, when she gives birth to them as Jews, because she converted in the middle, they're considered to be brothers min ha'aim. That seems to be a raya brewer, that's enough to be a birth mother. Right? That's what you said to me this morning, Arya, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says on that Tzadi Chesem and Aleph, Ho dam rabbon in av l'mitzri, af yil hecha d'lek ala meim ha'kakon shino l'adami, on a rosa shalab g'dusha d'asa b'gdusha, di yesh lo sh'er min ha'aim, Kishar Yisrael Gamav Elo Shemanah. So Rabbi Ben Meir takes this to be a riot in the exact opposite direction. Instead of saying that the Gemara proves that birth is enough to establish maternity, comes along Rav Ben Meir and says exactly the opposite. See if this Gemara that birth itself would not be enough to confer the status of maternity. Why? Because if it would be, who cares? Kikot and Shinola Dami. It's irrelevant. Right now she's Jewish, she had a Jewish child, that should be enough. The fact that the Rashi felt forced to say that we don't have to come is that our eye in the opposite direction. I'll read it to his words. Rashi. Because if it would have been Kanshan Oladami, Shuvnuta Kakesha Bein Avlad V'Aim Bein Ibur, Uvimela. Even though the kid's born to a Jewish mother, he wouldn't be considered Jewish. There would be no brother at all. So the Yisifa Keret. That must be the note in Conchinola. That's why I related. Mufureshes Stas Rashi, the Yuchus of Lad Achara Aim, Meha Iber, Velo Haim Mehaleda, Fetema Shenis Almu Midere Rashi Mufureshim Elu, Mikola Gaonim Shadonu Bishelazu. All the Gaonim dealt with it, but nobody bothered to quote this Rashi. Now he has a footnote in the back which says something along the lines that I wanted to say, which is no, he has it all wrong. The reason why Rashi threw in over here that we don't say Kekon Shinola Dami is we're trying to prove from here, remember, Ein Av Lemitzri. If the din is Kekon Shinola Dami, that explains why the father is not connected. Because Kekon Shinola Dami. Says Rashi, no, we don't take Kekon Shinola Dami. Afal Pikein, we still say Ein Av Lemitzri. That's why Rashi threw it in. So in my opinion, the Gemara and what the Rashi proves in neither direction. I mentioned Rabbi Bleich quotes this footnote and he says, he doesn't see why what Rashi says is relevant to this discussion. I think it's very relevant, but not the way Rabbi Ben Meir says it's a right in the other direction, that birth is not enough to confer maternity, not the way the Pashas of the Gemara, that birth is enough to confer maternity, but neither, because Konchinola Dami refutes the proof that it's enough to confer maternity. But it's not a right other direction either. Because he didn't say it for that reason, as Ben Meir says. He said it for another reason. Because otherwise there would be no right of Aim of the Mitzvah, because Konchinola done it. I'm not sure if you follow what I'm saying, but that's what I think. So Tzadik Ches proves, in my opinion, nothing. Doesn't prove anything. Back to Ayin Ches. Ayin Ches, in a certain way, is more direct. Ayin Ches, I wanted to say, on a simple level, is a proof that birth does not confirm eternity. On a simple level. Why? Because the Gemara says, Muberesh and Isgaira, the only reason why the child is Jewish is because it's not a chatzitza. Were it not for that, the child wouldn't be Jewish. What do you mean? Born to a Jewish mother. Mefurash Gemara. Only thing is, according to the Ramban, the Mefurash Gemara goes according to the Mandama, what? Ubar what? Lav Yerechima. That's where the stipler ends it. But we pass, we have to pass according to the stipler, Ubar Yerechima, so it's not a proof positive. Yes. Conceived Shelo B'Kedusha. Is he Jewish or not Jewish? No. You're saying a radical idea. He's born Jewish and he's Geiris anyway.
Yes, to Geiris.
Very good. Exactly. So. You know who you're Mechavim to? Rav Naftali Trupp. Yeah. I have it here. Chidushi Agranat on Ksuvis. That's exact. Mamish, word for what you said. Word for word. Mamish Mechavim, yes.
Wouldn't that be in line with how Rav Ben Meir wanted to interact?
I don't think so. It's more in line with what you and I spoke about a while ago when we spoke about the Kusim, quoted the Ramban, and the Ramban quoted a rabbi here on this daf, on Ayin Ches. He said he's Jewish, but you need a new conversion anyway. It's a psul goyish. Remember that line we had?
Yeah.
Area arise? That's the same thing over here. Let me read you over here. Quotes as follows. It's going on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rabbi Osai. The Hafla asks, who's the Hafla? Who's the Hafla, Rabbi Osai? Who was Hafla? Who was he? So Rosh Hatei was Hafla. Pinchas Levi Ish Horowitz. Now you know, who was he? Rabbi Frankfurt. I told you the story about the Frankfurt. He came from Eastern Europe, from the back of the Mezerich, the Talmud of the Baal Shem. He was a Hasidish Rebbe, and he made believe he was his tefillin, the whole story we spoke about. That's him. Chassam Soiv's Rebbe. So the Hafloyas the Kasha, Afi's Chiyah Lekot Midaraisa, Uba has no, because Mizakal Uba Lokona, similar Kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked in a somewhat different way, says, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger here, he's like this, he Mabish gives our Moshe, Rav Naftali, Akum Be'er Abo Bas Yisrael, so Machloikus is a kid, a lot kosher, a kosher Yid, or a kosher Goy. So he quotes that some we shown him say, Tosis of Tezayim and Beis, that's a kosher goy. A kosher goy. You need a geiris. Ribbeinu shel olam. How can you say that? Leviya sheyoldah, b'na potter mechamesh shloim, where the father was a goy. He's potter opinion of Ben. Why? Levi posel mikri. According to Tosis, he's potter anyway. Why? Kid's a goy. More than that. You said if lad is a guy and requires gerus, so again ger just got kunshin all the dummies, no krov him at all. She put the bekrov aimo. It's against the gemara yavama study zayin. It's against the gemara and yavama zayin ches. All these kashas that we keep asking, you see klar that a guy lives with a Jewish woman, the kid is Jewish. The after matzrichim gerus levlad shenol meyakum abal bas Yisrael. Yikom akom ein zem eshum tuhu goy gomur. And the bemes hu Yisrael. And the dakati lo havi bichlal kedushas Yisrael. The yichas ha-kedusha tole bi obas tekzil mishpachos in the beis avosa. Ukemo she kedushas kehuna tole bi obas so to kedushas Yisrael tole bi obas. Lo sagi b'mashim isyachas achareo. He's a Yisrael, has no kedushas Yisrael. Wow. Was that Sarah gave it to the Kabbalah of Kedushas Yisrael? Wow, 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 wow. So he says, that's what's on Har Sinai. Shidim Kubetza says, I've caught the Harkagis with Tanu there. No, we're already Yisrael, they just got Kedushas Yisrael. The Melo, he said like this, there's no tour of Pidgin Aben because it's Yisrael. And the Ramban said, Rabosai, Ramban says, He's Yisrael. He's Chos HaKadushas Yisrael. What do you need for this? A Tevilah and a subsequent Mila. But he's bringing around it. The subsequent Mila works even though it's a quasi-Geiris to give him Kedushas Yisrael. Answer the Kasha Rebbe Kiva Eger. If the mother was in the sky when she was pregnant with him, he's a Yisrael. You need another Geiris to get Kedushas Yisrael. For that, you don't need Das. You don't need Das. It works with Araisa, even though he's a katan. Ad kind of Naftali. Yimamish gives a comparison. Meiridik. Meiridik. Rabbi Blaich quotes of Naftali approvingly. This is the pshat. This is the answer to all the questions. I'll leave you a bookmark here. Page Yutes. Kedusha Granat. One page. Only one page. So those who want to look it up later on, please look it up. That's what he says. But Nachalt, Rabosa, it's a big hitch. It is a big Kiddush. We already said it in the Pshat and a Rashi, maybe in a Ravid, maybe in a Shidim Gubetz. So in Krisus we had it, this idea of quasi-Jewish, we need more Kiddush. It's still a Kiddush. So if you don't accept that Kiddush, then we're stuck. Oh. So now we're both saying, why don't we say, Rashi says you do not apply Garish and Iskak, a Kodesh and all that by a woman who converts Washington. Why not? So he quotes over here from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, who in turn quoted the Brisker Rav. Let me share it with you. It's page 149 in this edition. I have this printout. B'tama d'Rashi d'v'uber ein din k'kodesh and all that mitzor bir. Shemati mimoiv Rabbi Agrash Rozovsky, that's how. B'shem Agriz Alevi Salavetchik, that's how. The Nokat Bepshidas Bedasa Tarsis, the Bavarisha Deskaira, Vloda Ger Doraisa, even if Uba Lavia Rechimo. As Rabbi Kiv Eger says, no one brought me still a Beis Yaakov. I'm supposed to bring Beis Yaakov from Xuvus? Okay. Tomorrow's another day. Maybe it's downstairs, I didn't look. Omnam Bir Derech Acheres Betama Dover. Uba, catch the words that he's calling, again, it's Mipi Ashur. Uba Zer Zokuk Le Maisa Geris Nifra, Hatvila, Uchadamara. He used the word Maisa Geris. Avalagabi chalos agers. This is as brisk as his chefta gavra, is mice and chalos. My rabbi uses this word mice and chalos much more than chefta gavra. Much more. Okay? The mice is the action, the chalos is the effect. Chalos agers shalei mahani luber. Avalagabi zeh vadei habayerech imo. What I think he's saying is exactly what they have in the stencils from Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav. One gavra, two cheftas. I'm taking the two classical brisket dichotomies and putting them together. If you're talking about the mice is done in the guf, which is we call the chefta. So the urbalav yarechimo. So it's two maisim, it's two cheftas, two gufim. But as far as the chalos is concerned, chalos is on the gavra, and the gavra is only one gavra. That's what he's saying. Oh. So therefore it's Ger Gomer Daraisa, because the Chia required for the Chalos Agerus. I repeat, the Chia is for the Chalos Agerus. The Mais Agerus happens sort of by itself. The mother goes into the water and she says, her Uber is considered Tovel because there's no Chatzitza. That works by itself. So Rashi holds the din of Gerish and his Gair Kekon Shinola Dami stems not from the Maisa Geris, but from the Chalos Geris. And this Katan, who has no independent Chalos Geris at all, because his Chalos Geris comes with the mother automatically, Shuv Ein Bo Din Kekon Shinola. So therefore, the question becomes, why is there a Chiv of Eshes Ach? He has a brother, a maternal brother. You know why? Mitzad ha'ibur harishon. Mitzad ha'ibur harishon. And were it not for the fact that after Rachman al-Azari, he'd even be related to his father, who was not his gayer. That's exactly the point. Once you say that, this seems to me to refute the boomerang raya that Rav Ben Meir wanted to bring from this Gemara with Rashi, against what Arya said. I think it's a raya in neither direction. And there's a long footnote over here where he seems to make some kind of short reference to that possibility. But this is what I wanted to show you over here. Rabosai, good. Okay? He throws in another amazing din. There's a shach. There's an incredible shach. The shach says that the only time there is a maternal brother relationship is when they're twins in the same uterus. What will happen? Listen carefully. This woman converts while pregnant and gives birth to Reuben and Shimon, twins. Then, Baruch Hashem, she has another child. The child is Levi. What will happen if Reuben or Shimon are bo al Eishes Levi? Is the Chiyav Eishes Ach? What do you think? If Reuben's bo al Eishes Shimon of Fakeret, Chiyav Kares Eishes Ach. What if Reuben or Shimon is bo al Eishes Levi? What do you say? 100% Kavachomer, Yechayev. The Shach says no. Believe it or not. The Shach says no. It's a Pella. Beis Hershon said Yechayev for sure. The Shach says no. How can it be? So he tries to explain this Nakuda. It's a little bit of a Shvera beer. But he starts to explain it with the Briskerov, with Shmuel Rozovsky. They say, Kevin Legabe Zeh Shakula B'Kedusha. The first one, who's a Rosh Shalom B'Kedusha. Is not Mesiachas Limo, relatively speaking, is no Yisra of Eishes Ach. Because it's a different mother. It's a different mother. This one was conceived in the Goyish mother. It's conceived in a Jewish mother. They're not really brothers, Menei. It's a Chapella de Geshach. The Shach is not Chapella, but that's the way to explain it with this Nakuda. You follow what I'm saying? It's a brilliant idea. This is how he concludes his Shtikl Torah. Which I think is a very beautiful shtickle term. Okay, Rabos, I wanted to share this with you over here. Now, before we go any further, I owed you some of what I call semi-theology, which is the Chazon Ish, with its fight with Rabbi Chanan, and it was relevant to Rabbi Sherman's piece. You have that with you, that you brought it with you? Left downstairs? Downstairs, okay. So, we have a sefer called the Kovetz in Yonim, which we had, based upon Kovetz Shiurim Kuntros Tiferes Sofrim, Simen Beis. It starts in Os Beis, and it goes until Os Vav. I put a bookmark here for you. He quotes the Rambam in his Hakdama, and he says as follows: Bez Nagadol Rabbi Osai is only Bez Nagadol that's sitting in Yerushalayim, Lishkas Hagodos. That's it. However, that's 71. 71 is still a minority of Chachma Yisrael. Abel, this is Oz Dalet. Abel kibbutz kol Chachma Yisrael Reuben b'chol mokam sheheim heim bezin shall call Yisrael me'alein. And the Torah said about them, Hashofer Hashem b'yomim maheim and the Hashofer Hashem b'yomecha, and the order to argue on them, you must also have the koach of bezin agadol. Only one bezin agadol could argue on the previous bezin agadol. Chazanish doesn't like that. No, the Rambam says beferish. Hilchos Mamrim. I left out the word Hagadol. He meant it. It's obvious in the next paragraph. That's what Rabbi Chanan says in Kovetz Inyan. Quotes the Kesef Mishnah that the Amorim were Mekabel not to argue in the Tanoim. He explains in Vav, what is Kabbalah? You know what? I won't be Mekabel the Kabbalah itself. Tzvas b'tzvas asuya. You are Mekabel not to argue in the Tanoim. I reject your Kabbalah. How could you force that Kabbalah upon me? Zok Rabbi Chanan, no. Chasimas HaMishnah Yagamke B'kibbutz Kol Chachmi Yisrael Aruba. They have the Koyach of Bez Nagodl. Also the Shemadim Lach Lekalein, unless you again have that power of Bez Nagodl. Look, he writes, Chazish quotes this, we saw this, I showed this morning. He writes, there's an Efsher, are you? There's an Efsher. The Efsher, Shebishas, Chasimas HaTalmud, Hoyel and Koach Lach Lo Gamal HaMishnayis. To what we call Bez Nagodl, Shecholach Lach Lo Bez Nagodl, Shekonolo. I feel him a cotton merish in the Chok of a minion. Our Ben Chasimas HaMishnah, the Chasimas HaGemara, Ben Azman HaMahelu, Lo Nimtza Kibbutz Kol Chachmi Yisrael B'yachad. Lo Hoyel and Koach Shebez Nagodl. Says the Chazanish, the inescapable conclusion of this logic is that if you look Chachmei Yisrael together in 2011, they could also argue on the Gemara. He said, "Dvar Masul L'Shom." But Machloner writes back, "I never said that." Well, Taka, why not? You know why not? Because we don't even understand their Ivra. We're at such a low level compared to them. We're not even Bnei Plukta of theirs. That's not beferish in the Kovat Shurim. And Rav Chanan apologizes to him. If Kvod Gaono could have misunderstood me in this fashion, I was Makata, should have been more Marach. You begin to wonder really, you know, what's happening over here. But that's what it says in the Kovat Sinyanim, which it's where you put it. It's on my table, so where is it? Where is it right now?
It's on
my okay, Aries Gemara. That's where it is. I'm sorry I can't read it to you directly, but you look it up, you'll see, Mr. Shem. Okay, so that's what it says there. Fine. So we've quoted quite a number of what the Svarim was saying, and I want to sort of wrap up this particular aspect. Oh, once I have the Kovat Shurim Chelik Beis in my hand, he quotes briefly. There's a sefer called Kovat Aras and Yavamas. That's a much more elaborate. But in Kovat Shurim Chelik Beis Simen Yud Aleph, in two lines, he quotes what I quoted the name of. He quotes from Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Chaim's Talmud, Rav Chaim is also Rav Chaim's Talmud. This is what I quoted from Rav Chaim. Here. It's page Chav Gimel. He's wondering about the problem of the Rabbi Kivegas Kashuk Subas Yud Aleph. How can he be a Ger Kot if Ubo Lav Yerechimo? I have the case. Nizgaira Kodem Arboim Yom Mishnik Lerazera. Maya Bialmo. So therefore for sure he has no Schi of his own. It's part of the mother. Tirita Shemati Mikvod B'Shem Kvod, not that he heard it from, in his name, Rav Baruch Ber, who heard it from Rav Chaim. I think that's how he quotes in the Kovat, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Chaim said this teretz. So that's another teretz, Rav Osai. So at the end of the Shias, they were ticking off a pack of nafkaminis, which are all found in the Sefer Mishnas Hager. Those want to look it up. He quotes on page Kuf Yud, approximately, a whole bunch of nafkaminis. What's pshat in this Geirus, this Mila which goes on after the Tfila of Muberish and Nisgayra, rattles up a bunch of Nafkaminas. Four out of it with Mila. You need Shmini, you need Bezdin, Docha Shabbos, the Nusach HaBracha. Those are the four that have to do with the Mila. Two other Nafkaminas are both saying, Yochel Limchos, and Kedipia Dayan. Okay? So he rattles off six Nafkaminas in a row. He quotes over here something remarkable. He quotes over here, this was only true if you take it literally, that if Uba Lav Yerech Imo, it's a separate Geirus. But according to the Chazanish, we had mentioned that yesterday, the Kule Alma Nase Ger Medoraisa, and there's no Mokom Lechiluk Zera Bosai, according to the Chazanish, everyone would agree that the Mila is Docha Shabbos. Everyone would agree that the Mila is Docha Shabbos. The truth is, but by according to the other Pshatim, that you have Naftali's Pshat. That he's a Ger from birth, and the second Mila is to infuse within him Kedushas Yisrael. This is what we saw from the Sefer Zeche Yitzchak. My Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik held this way. Even those who hold Akiva Bavas Yisrael requires another Geirus, the Mila is still Docha Shabbos. You're only getting an extra Kedusha, getting rid of the Psul Goyus, if you will. But really, he's a Jew. So it's a similar idea with Kabbalah to this idea of Rav Naftali or the Chazanish. They all sang it in similar ways. It seems to me that according to the Ramban, we pass it Uba Yerachimo, so you have to do your Malan Shabbos. According to the Chazanish, you're also Malan Shabbos, even if Uba Lav Yerachimo. Only according to Rab Chaim would hold not that way, because it's between 40 days and not 40 days. Because Rab Shlomo Zalman is quoted over here, even though we pass the Bikur Adin, that he's a total Jew without a separate Geiris, but it's still small Safek. Who's he worried about? The Ramban called to the stipler, no! Chazanish, no! Rav Naftali was suggesting, no! He's worried about Rav Chaim. According to Rav Chaim, before 40 or after 40, so since we're discussing cases of after 40, generally speaking, so then it would be a separate Geiris, and the meal would be a meal of Geiris, and therefore would not be Docha Shabbos. That's my pshat within Rav Shlomo Zal. Is it one more answer given to this question? Is it a somewhat different phraseology? That's the teretz given by the Achiezer. Chaim Arizal also deals with this question. It's Yoredei Rabosai Simin Chof Tes. Oh, I put the wrong volume. I put the wrong volume up. Okay, my mistake. But I think it's quoted in large measure over here. In the back of the Sefer, Mishnah Sager, I'll read you whatever he quotes. I'm sorry, I'm so used to bringing that volume up. We had it so many times in the Chelek Gimel that this is in Chelek Aleph or Beis. I'm sorry, I missed that one up. Okay, but he quotes a lot of it over here. You want to look it up later. Page Tof Kuf Mem Ches. He quotes Reb Chaim Arizal. No, earlier than that. Achiezer. Look what he says. Yesh lachkor. The Bible says, Yeshiva shel chakir. We love Yeshiva shel chakiris. Gerish in this guy, can't you know, Adoni? And you don't relate to the father and the mother. Hayem hu mishum she'etzem chalos hageris levado mafkas es yichuso achav avimo. Right? The fact that you're a ger severs a relationship. Ayadei shenichas akushas Yisrael nasu kibirya chadasha. What do they call today, Rabbi Osei? What's the expression today? Born again, yeah. As they said, kibirya chadasha. Born again. It's come from a different religion, but okay, we can use it for our purposes. He's born again, kibirya chadasha. Oshema, no. Ein zu alocha bilchus geiris. Ela klal bi almohu bedini ayuchsin. Shall olam ein Yisrael misyachas achar agoy? Umemele kemen shenasi Yisrael pokas ikos alimum. Do you need an act of an amaisa gear, chalos gear, to sever the relationship? Well, no. The mere fact that you are a Jew and the father is a goy, that itself makes you a katan shenol. It's a classical yeshiva shechakir. What's an afkamina? Nafkamina is our case. This Ubar Rabosai was born as a goy, he says, to a Jewish mother. Born as a goy to a Jewish mother. When you do the Mila, he becomes a full Yisrael. So he says, if he's saying over here that his relation to his mother is severed, when he becomes a Bir Chadasha, by the Chalos HaGeirus, the first tzad, here too. Before his Mila, he was a goy. That's a push-up shot in the Ramban. Before the Mila is a goy, now he becomes a Jew. Sever the relationship. But according to the second understanding, the what? The din in Yuchsin, that Yisrael cannot be misyachas after a goy. But here his mother is Jewish. At the moment she delivered him, she was Jewish. So therefore, since she's Jewish and he's Jewish, so they're related. And therefore, we don't apply the principle of Gerish in the sky, country, no dummy, by Muberish in the sky, and Chayv and Pidyon Aben, etc. What a brilliant idea. A brilliant idea here in the Achiezer. I'm sorry, I don't have the original. It's from Tav Kuf Mem Zayin going over to Ches. That's what he says. Now, that being the case, so he's chayv and pinyon aben, right? because you don't apply the principle of kachon noladami. That's why it's a mitzri sheni, right? Pashab shat, the meal is not tocha shabbos. Even though it's chayav opinion of it. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman may have been worried about the Achiezer's shot. It's a remarkable situation. It's a Jewish child and a Jewish mother, and the mother was Jewish when she delivered him, but he wasn't. But if Rabbi Chaim Oizer is right, then certainly it's clear that the fact that a Jewish mother delivers a baby does not make the child Jewish. Right? That's skenic. It's presumably the man dama uber lav yerechimo, but afal pike, it may be that is a riot. Of course, the question will be: can he protest? Pesachet Shuvos, we read at the end of the shiur yesterday that no, but others might say yes. You can protest, perhaps. Rabbi, we spoke yesterday about a severability. That's a modern legal term. Can you have the mother's conversion, the mother's tefila? We know it works for the mother and the child together. Can it be either one? Him and her and not him, or him and not her? That's a bachleikus, a poskim. Right? We saw that discussion. Can it be him and not her, or her and not him? I think we spoke about it a little bit yesterday. I mentioned to you the machlokes involving Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Osai. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, in the case where she doesn't want the child to become a ger? Presumably, according to us, it will never work. Rabbi Kiva Eger said it would work. If he holds Uba Lav Yerechimo. Because he holds Uba Lav Yerechimo. It's two separate things completely. The other way around, the Chazanish said it's impossible to have a geris of the Uber by himself without the mother, where she doesn't want to convert. Chazish is impossible. Truly, Rabbi Kiva Eger might say it is possible. Severability. Fine. That's what the Pesachet Shuvos says over here in Siman Reish Samaches, Sivkot and Vav, like the Chazanish. I'll read it to you. Reish Samaches, Pesachet Shuvos, Sivkot and Vav. Ayin Teferes Lamoshe, Shekos of Dafka Kshen is Gai Rahi, Abel E Lone is Gai Rahi, Matrichina Tvila Libna. Hear what's going on? She can't go into the water just to be Megai her son. Doesn't work. There's no severability. So writes the Piske Tshuva over here, Sivkot and Vav, quoting from the Teferes Lemoshe. If she wants the child to be Jewish and not her, it doesn't work. The Chazanish is the same exact thing. And Rabbi Kivega might argue, because he argues in the other direction. Okay. Now I have the following shaila of Osai. What happens if Bezdin doesn't know she's pregnant? We have in our Bezdin done a number of cases of Uberish and Iskai. We always say, and the woman is pregnant. If you don't know she's pregnant, there's a suffix in the double on their revolver. Here over here in Siman Reish Samaches, Sif Zayin. Im Yodu Abezdin, she tfila, Bishat Tfila, Shimu Beres. Avada works. Avalim Lo Yodu Abezdin, Shimu Beres. Yeshti Bozeh Arichus Dvorim. Vitalio Vashli Rabavi. Vien Kamokon Laharich. Nobody knows where the Tarichus Dvarim is. You have a Ksavyan, maybe you go to the library. A Ksavyan Rabbi Cheskel Landau on this topic. Nobody knows. What are the Ashti Rabbi that it depends upon? What did it say in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, it says over here, Kuzus in the sky, he moves. But no, in the Tzvicha Tfila, what if the Bezin doesn't know? So the suggestion is made, who wants to guess what it might depend upon? Exactly. If Yerechimo, they don't have to know. And Lav Yerechimo, you do have to know. That's the simplest idea. That's the simplest idea of what it depends upon. That's the simplest idea. I mean, I can't say for sure that's what it depends upon. But that's potentially what it depends upon. Makes the most sense. Okay? An earlier dogma, which we spoke about before, which says that the Mechaber has in Siv Gimel, that the Tvila and the Mila don't require Shlosha B'di Yevet, but that's by Ger Gadol. Ikar's Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. Ger Katan, Lo Shayach B'Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. A Tefillah Hiyo Ikar. For sure you need, we thought it's not Mukrach. Why not? Because there is a Kabbalah. The Bez is the Kabbalah for them. But that's just a different Dogma Rabbah, once we're on the topic. So now Rabosai, I just want to mention to you, for those who want to look up at Rabbi Naftali in English, Rabbi Black's English is mind-boggling. He's such a rich English. Those who prefer reading it in the English, I want to show you where it's found. On page, in this book, I'll leave it for you, 259 through 262. He quotes here Rabbi Naftali, and he points out, Rabbi Osai, that the kash which the Farshim asks against the Ramban, the Stabli asks against the Ramban, how can the Ramban say that in our case, the Muberishim is Gaira? It's a Mila of Gairus, Tila Machakach Mila. I said, then why is there a Pinyon Aben, and why is there a Shera Aim? So Rabbi Blythe points out, I'll read it to you, and I'll just give you a bit of his English. He quotes from Rabbi Sternberg, who gives a Teretz like Rabbi Naftali. His discussion isn't clear with regard to one point, i.e., that the problem that he addresses exists even if Ramban's position with regard to circumcision is not accepted. The Gemara Yavama 78a clearly states that immersion of the mother for purposes of conversion constitutes immersion of the fetus. Implicit in that statement is the proposition that the fetus requires conversion. Yet, as noted earlier, the Gemara 97b declares that if pregnant proselyte gives birth to twins, they are regarded as maternal siblings. If the fetus is a proselyte lacking blood relatives, including a mother, how can it later require a brother at the time of, catch this word now, parturition? Who knows what that means? Birth. Why can't you just call it birth? Parturition. Kids. Okay. To be sure, absent Ramban's position maintaining that conversion is not complete until circumcision is performed, the problem might be resolved by postulating that since parturition gives rise to a maternal filial relationship, parturition subsequent to conversion also serves to generate a maternal relationship even though the fetus is a proselyte. However, that solution gives rise to a further problem. If parturition generates a maternal relationship, why does it not also serve to establish the status of the neonate as a Jew? If so, antecedent conversion of the fetus in utero, as posited by the Gemara Yavamot 78a, would be superfluous. This problem is resolved if it's understood that conversion is required in all instances in which the maternal genetic origin of the child is not Jewish in nature. That's even though you're Jewish, but you don't have Kedushas Yisrael. A long way of Naftali. If so, that conclusion follows directly from the discussion of the Gemara itself, rather from Ramban's analysis thereof. This is all one paragraph in Rabbi Black's book. So if you want to read some of this great English and see it clearly, that's the pages for those who want to see it. It's highly, highly, highly recommended. Okay. Rabosai, so once I opened Rabbi Black's book, what book is really nice? It's really a safer. I was struck by an amazing paragraph, not a paragraph, amazing 25 pages on whether a historical incident, fascinating. This was in the same volume. I didn't know about this incident. What happened? Historical background. In Jerusalem in 1848, on a Tuesday, the 23rd of Adar Beis, a certain Gentile, a Moroccan emigre, underwent circumcision for purpose of conversion in the presence of the Ashkenazic Bezdin of Jerusalem. The incision did not heal as quickly as might have been anticipated. As a result, the respective convert was unable to complete the conversion process by immersing himself in a mikvah prior to the ensuing Shabbat. The gentleman in question was meticulously observant of all aspects of Jewish law, and indeed had been observant for some time prior to the commencement of the conversion proceedings. It is reported that despite the absence of any doubt that on Shabbat, a non-Jew may attend the needs of a Jew who is ill, the would-be convert refused to permit a Gentile to kindle a fire in his home on that Shabbat. Ad kedei kach. The chief rabbi of Ashkenazi at the time of this was the renowned Rabbi Shmuel Salant. Rabbi Salant had, however, journeyed to Europe on a fundraising mission on behalf of the nascent Yishuv. Substituting him of the principal rabbinic authority of the communities was one of the members of the Bezdin, Rabbi Usher Lemel. Later on in the Shabbat afternoon question, it was reported to Rabbi Usher Lemel that the sick convert was languishing in the cold and damp quarters, but refused to allow General to kindle the fire in his behalf. Rabbi Shlomo immediately responded that, in his opinion, not only was the would-be convert himself permitted to engage in labor on Shabbat, but, moreover, in light of the prohibition posited by the Gemara Sanhedrin 58b, forbidding a non-Jew to observe the Sabbath, he was obliged to do so, since he had not yet completed the conversion process of immersing himself in the mikvah. After mincha prayers, the individuals to whom Rabbi Shlomo had announced his opinion sought out the convert and informed them of Rabbi Shlomo's ruling. The convert, who apparently had been scrupulous in observing Shabbat restrictions for a number of years prior to his conversions, complied with that directive, but tears filled his eyes at being compelled to violate the Shabbat. In compliance with Rabbi Shlomo's directive, he wrote several letters on a piece of paper, or signed his name in the vernacular. On the morrow, a furor erupted in the city. It was angry at Rabbi Shlomo. And Rabbi Shmuel Salant sided with those scholars. Rabbi Shlomo felt compelled to author a lengthy exposition of the defense of his controversial ruling. That material was later published in Shomer Tzion HaNeman, a prestigious rabbinical journal, edited by Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger. Now, 150 years later, the Kol of Detroit collected all of these tshuvas back, and it's called Yad Shlomo, printed in 1987. Rabbi Shlomo, the rebuttal of Yaakov Ettlinger, Rabbi Shmuel Salant, Divrei Yosef, Ha'am'asef. Amazing. It's fascinating. You can get out of the library, okay, you can find it. There's something called, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's 1987 by Detroit, called Detroit. You should be able to find it somehow or other. Okay? If you get it in the library, get it. He goes with a summary of the various opinions. I want to show you Rabbi Yosef Tosus Yishanim, Mem Ches Amid Beis. Mamish on point. Please turn. Mem Ches Amid Beis. Mem Ches Amid Beis. Take a look. Right over here. You'll see it. Mem Ches Amid Beis. The Ramaskal Zeh. Towards the end. He says as follows, Zeger Tosha, Bo Hispig Lemulo, Ben Ashmosh, Pirish, Umen Ashabas Harishin Kama, Dilu Men Ashabas Shani Pshita, the Kamen Shahoya Lolo Shos, Lemulo, Volo Molo, Lo Yishbos, Ochen Mashma, the Hash, the Yishbos, Fim Yurts of the Chayav, Atmo, Bishvisa, Shabas, Rishos Piolo, Vetema, Tamina, Ove Kachomish, Shabas, Chay Miso, Yesh Lomar, the Zeg, Kamen, the Dato, the Zgayer, Motzi Lishbos. The Afagav the Afki Eno Mitzuval Shabbos. Mikoma Komanachta Mitzuvim Shlodokal Shabbos Ayodenum. Litzavo Stol Yisro Lassim Alachto. Bekitzer, Rabosai, once he agreed to convert, he already has some trappings of halacha of being Jewish, at least to the extent he's permitted to keep Shabbos. And there are those who claim a Marsha Rabosai in Shabbos. The Marsha is bothered by a kasha of Hillel. What's the case of Hillel? Hillel Rabosai, listen carefully. Hillel was a fellow who wanted to be a Kohen Gadol, right? So he said, you know, I'll teach you. He starts teaching him. Ask the Marsha, how can he teach him? It's a Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Beis. Also to teach a guy Torah. This guy is still considered to be a guy. So the answer is Rabosai like this. The Mashos is Pshat in that Gemara when it says Gaire, it doesn't mean that he made him a convert immediately. How can he do that? The guy who expects to be a Kohen Gadol. It means that he considered him a bona fide Geirus candidate, and it's permissible to teach him Torah. Otherwise, he needs to go and teach Torah. Doesn't mean Gaira literally. Ad Kan, Divrei, Marsha. So we see Rabosai, this is found also in the Meiri, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. There it says a goy shalom a Torah chayav misa. Torah tziva lanu Moshe marasha kilasagal. Altir marasha la ma'orasa. And therefore, it's like the Torah is betrothed to us, and the guy is chayav misa for taking it away from us. Fine. In fact, the Kiveger in a tshuva, this marsha is against our Tosfos. It's against our Tosfos. What Tosfos? Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look. Open up. We saw the Tosfos. It's the first thing we did when we learned to start the sugi right after Yontif. We saw Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Osa, we're holding already almost by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But we started this thing first. That was when we started the sugi Chof Dalet Amud Beis. What does Tosfos say at the end? The Tosfos is low. Look at Tosfos. Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. Also the Kamed Din Ahilu. Omer Gareini Yom Asher Lasas Kohen Gadol. Yeah. Says Tosfos, but Tuach HaYehillel, the Sofo Lasas Hashem Shamayim. Tosfos is clearly learning, because the Megayim immediately. If he waited until he saw Azara Korav Yumas and started to cry, and he realized, Pshinta. So obviously Tosfos learned the Geiris was immediate. Right? Says Rabbi Ki Vega, you know why Tosfos said the Geiris is immediate? You know why? Because otherwise it would be us to teach him Torah. Awesome to learn Torah. Wow. That's what Bekiva Eger says. You can look it up. Shubas for Bekiva Eger, Madu Akama, Simen, Mem, Aleph. And the Fiani is Daiti, Tarsus was not compelled to say that because of this kasha. Tarsus was compelled by the simple reading. The word of the Gemara is Gaire. There's no raya that they hold as an issue. There's no right for the result, but the right of the Marsha, and there's a heter. It seems to be a davar pashut me'od. Look at the Gemara, both say, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Look at the Gemara. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say? Mod, it says like this. Im Yodea Anif Eni Kedai, Mikavlin Oso Miyad, Umodiyin Oso Miktas Mitzvahs Kalas, Umiktas Mitzvahs Chamuris. How do you do that? How do you do that, Rav Osa? What do you mean, Mekavim also Miyad? What does the word Miyad mean? Miyad means in one split second? No! Look in Tosis, Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Give a look, just to refresh our memories. What did Tosis say? Roach Ro Tovel Mekavim Legerim. Omer Reed, I will have a Shem Messiah, this guy, you convince him to become convert. Oh, Shemekavlin, also miyad. For care, you're not allowed to be mekavlin miyad. Abel and Hain, Miss Hampton, this guy here, yes, under the kavlin. Only if they by heat, by terror, by nomi, keep Miss Hametzi letters. Then she's mekavlin miyad, but not miyad miyad. In the interim, what is going on in the conversation between Nomi and Rus? What's the conversation about? Look over here, Mem Zayin and Beis. What does it mean? She saw Bashatel Chielech Tchum Shabbos Yichud Olin Yolin Tayag Mitzvahs Amich Amich Avraham Azara. How she telling her all these things? Also teach a Garik Torah. The answer is, what are you saying? It's part of the Geirus process. It's part of the Geirus process. The Geirus process is initiated as soon as you mekabel the individual to be in the system. To begin the process, Rabbi Osai. To begin the process. So Rabbi Kivegi will have to say, who assers teaching Torah to Goyim, it's mamash the last minute, maybe when the person's already in the water, but we don't wait that long. And we're going to say, no, as soon as you become a candidate, as a worthy candidate who wants to accept the mitzvahs, you already start a certain halacha. We mentioned that according to the Sheet of the Kubetz I read you yesterday, on the word of the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, in Yud Aleph and Ksubas, Giorish in the sky. What do you mean Giorish in the sky? Goyish in the sky. So the Ritva said, well, it's not politically correct. And the Shita said, no. Based on the Tosif on Ksubas, Yud Aleph and Aleph, that we treat the person as a Jew, and therefore we're going to say that there is Zechiah because it's going to become Jewish momentarily. How does that help? Right now you're not Jewish. It says, no. The same way as you're considered Jewish for the purpose of mutter to teach Torah, purpose of mutter to keep Shabbos, so you consider a bit of a Jew to the extent that you can have Zechir Mitam Shlichus on the level of the Raisa. That's the suggestion which was raised in the Tosis and Ksuba Staff Yud Aleph and Aleph. Oh. Rabbos, anybody with me so far? Yes? Okay. So now, what I'd like to do, I think we're more or less finished with this part of the sugya. We spent a couple of days on it. But I want to now give you the coming attractions, Rabbosai, for tomorrow's shiur. What we have to discuss, we didn't discuss it yet at all, is an issue which comes up right here in the Gemara, Mefurish, but we haven't had a chance to touch it. Take a look over here, Rabbosai, Mem Hei Amud Beis. There are a couple of things in Mem Hei Amud Beis that we haven't had a chance to talk about. One we'll discuss with Netta tomorrow, which will be quite interesting for you. I give you my word. Tomorrow, she's going to be probably one of the most fascinating and contemporary shiurim of all. You'll see in a minute what I'm driving at. And then, Mitzvah Shem, I'm going to give you tomorrow my Makomus, which will be primarily for Sunday. Who can come to shiur on Sunday, right? One more time, one more vote. Nine? We should say the shiur. We're moving up there. Well, I don't know. We'll depend upon the majority. We'll see tomorrow. So we're getting close to the majority. If you have a majority, can I hear a shiur? I'll Skype it in. Okay? If we don't have a majority, we'll skip it. Either skip or Skype. Those are related. But depend upon that with the roy. We'll have a vote. We'll see tomorrow. When you bring the list tomorrow, we'll see who can make it. Okay? The roll will be Kovea. And those who can't, you put on Y.U. Torah, right? So they'll be able to hear at least the audio. Okay. I don't mind. I've done it before from Chicago. Did it last year? Went from Philadelphia. We did it last year. Philadelphia and from Toronto. Didn't do Chicago last year, huh? 2 years ago, I did from Chicago. Huh?
It was Toronto last year.
Right, but 2 years ago, I think. I'm not sure if I Skyped it. I don't remember anymore. But they can do it for me. I'm happy to do it. I want there to be a room where the people should be able to be in the room. Okay, so we'll see. Any event. So, we have to start discussing on Sunday issues which are also found here, which relate in our Perek Acholet, which relate to Geirus. But tomorrow's, and there's another issue over here, Akal Bastral Vlad Pogam Lakuna, it's also important. So, that'll be the next two sugars. One is going to be called Havchana. Havchana is a sugar earlier in the Perek. And one is a sugar of the child of a non Jewish father and a Jewish mother can marry a Kohen, very halacha lemaisa. But before we get there, there's a Gemara right over here as follows. Mem, Heim, and Beis. Look at the Gemara. Rava Achshar and the Rav Mori Bar Rochel. Rava, who is Rav Mori Bar Rochel? His mother's name, says Rashi. Me'ova kochama bobas Yisraelos hava. Umanye bepurse de bovel. Rashi. Gaboye memunim al Yisro. The Africa of the Ger be Alma also the Manosa Parnas al Yisrael, Doma Mar Bechule, Hai came on the Imam Yisrael, Mikara Bechacha Kaminabe. Alpha Gavs is the Gemara, Doma Mar Som Tosim Alecha Melech, called Messimo Shatas Mason, Al Yeheu Ela Mikara Bechacha, Hai came on the Imam Yisrael, Mikara Bechacha Kaminabe. The big question is going to be tomorrow, Shir. How do you define a mesima? Obviously, a purse de bovel, gaboim. What does the word gabai mean, gentlemen? What's the word gabai mean? Who knows what it really means?
Someone who collects.
Exactly. It's mashon goveh. What did he collect?
Cash.
We use the word gabai in our shoes. The guy gives out the alias. It's also maybe a shigul sror. I don't know. But he decides to get CLE at the end of the day. But Gabai and Shas means someone who collects money. So if you collect money against someone's will, that by definition gives you something which you call a status of, Rabbo says, the Gemara calls it a mesima. Some tosam lechamel, akin to Malchus. By definition. So the question will be, it's clear in the Gemara, you may not appoint a ger as a Gabai. Not the kind of guy. A gabbai in shul is a question whether it can be. But a gabbai is collecting money against the wishes of those whom he's collecting. Not collecting, you know, I'm going to give a few dollars for a buy-buy price to somebody. That's just you're asking to collect. They can say no to you.
This guy you couldn't say no to. He had authority. So a ger cannot have that authority. I'll answer the following questions. Can a ger be a president of a shul? That's another question. Can a ger serve as a rabbi of a shul? These are all very hot questions. Why they become much more hot than this? Who knows why? Who else, according to the Rambam, is not capable of occupying positions of authority? Who else? Exactly. Exactly. Melech v'lo malka, the Rambam extends it to all positions of meaning and srara, however we define them. So we net it tomorrow. We have a quasi-polemical shir about how do we define misimos, minu, srara, etc., etc. There's been a lot written about it, as you could well imagine, in the last few years. There is one Gemara to look up, one Gemara. That's the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin. The Gemara discusses the context of ger, not a woman, of who is not qualified. You look at certain stuff, ayin vav, with certain issues. And it's going to be a fascinating tomorrow that you don't want to miss. You really don't want to. That's going to be a lot of interesting and contemporary. And I'm going to quote the regular players. I quote from the sources, the English sources. I don't want to, you should think I'm obfuscating anything. I'll quote from certain, I think they're called, what are they called? Online sites. I'm not sure they ever were officially printed. Little text and texture, have you heard that? What is it, it's an online, what is that? From the RCA, right? Tradition. I think it's something to do with that. It's not to do with tradition?
Yeah.
It's something to do with tradition, right? The tradition of the magazine. I'm going to quote from Hakira, which is a recent. If these things can be found online, I'll show it on the screen tomorrow. I'm not afraid. I have a hard copy. So don't miss tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a good shoot. Tomorrow, regular time, right? 1 o'clock? Okay. We'll have mincha now for those who want to talk. Who wants to have a mincha now? Have a minion? Okay, let's have a minion.